you know, we knew that Dougie would bring a full squad, and we knew they would be, they'd play with a real purpose. We knew they'd pass it well and they'd move us around and make us work hard. And that's why we decided strategically wise to get as many 90 minutes tonight as we could. And all bar Claude, who just, his calf tightened up, so we have to be precautionary rather than anything else. But so overall, it was a worthwhile exercise for sure.
Did Alex Revell know it was a friendly today?
Well, listen, I don't believe in friendlies anyway. I think you play every match to win. And I think you should play every match to win. I think otherwise you're cheating the people that pay the money to come in and watch you. But, you know, I thought we had a number of really good performances tonight, and I had a lot of admiration for some of Dougie's players and what they've done at Bolton. So it was just another step on the road to being ready for the 3rd of August, and I'm sure my counterpart from Glasgow said the same.
Just a further point on Alex. He has played in League One. He scored goals in League One. How much do you expect of him next season?
Well, I wouldn't have given him a 2-year contract at the end of last season if I didn't think he would be a real handful. You know, and this football club could have, you know, taken the money for Alex many times. But I had a real belief when I come that I was coming to. He was one of the players that we wanted to work with, along with Pringle. And he's put in a shift tonight, and Alex Revell will get better. We have to do, and we've started to work on him in the summer, about his movement and ball retention and getting in the box. And big man's unlucky not to get 2 or 3 tonight.
And the work that you've done so far, are we seeing evidence of that by the fact that he is scoring plenty of goals in pre-season?
Yeah, well, he had a tendency to want to link the play in, and want to link the play in the second phase and the third phase. And that's why his goals ratio was poor. But when he was in League One at Leighton Orient, I think he got 17, 18 goals, and they had him with real purpose. His link play was wanting in the box, and I think tonight, all bar the odd occasion, his link play's been good. He's set his balls off, and he's made his way in between the sticks. And if you get in between the sticks, we've got plenty of enough talent in our squad to make sure the balls go in there.
How pleased were we with the midfield's performance? They probed away, kept the ball pretty well as well, and created some chances for your front two.
Yeah, well, I thought the best player on the pitch by some distance was Ben Pringle. I thought he was outstanding from start to finish. Some of his passing and delivery and movement was secondary to none, so that was good. Ficklington was very high energetic, and David Warrow was the most energetic player you could sign. So we know why we've built our squad. We built our squad and young, hungry players that want to make an impact and want to work hard every week and don't run out of legs. And if we look at that tonight as a real testament, the people like Scars and Brindley, you know, they're barely at their teens, and you know, they can go through 90 minutes without blowing. So it's early in pre-season, so it's good.
I know how excited you are about leading this team in League One. Is that excitement starting to build as you sort of see the team that you've put together this summer performing out there?
Yeah, we think so. You know, we think we're still one or two short. The chairman's been fantastic. You know, we're working a couple of things now, and if we can do some business before the weekend, and we'll be ready, and we'll be ready 2 weeks in front, and we won't be worrying about saying the transfer window closes in 2nd of September, whenever it is. We'll be ready to go, and I think it's very important that we took the bulk of the group away for 8 or 9 days, and that never gets repeated. You know, that's team building, it's team understanding, it's people knowing each other, and you can see the real work ethic that half the group had tonight, and the other half will have that work ethic at Ilkeston tomorrow and what will be another difficult game.
I know you like to keep your targets close to your chest, but you're saying there that there could be stuff closing in. You've got a couple of offers in then for players. Are you optimistic that maybe something can get done this week?
Yeah, we're very optimistic. You know, we're, as we've said many times, there's the whole load of boundaries that has to be crossed. It's not just about a fee or anything like that. You have to have the whole package as to then about the players' terms. And we all know what happened to one recently. And then it has to be about football. And all three come together, then we'll make whoever it is a Miller.
Are you not getting any Groundhog Day sort of sense here, are you? Because you've been after a striker for a while. And as we've known, we've probably asked you about strikers more than anything else since you've been at Rotherham United, Steve. Does it sort of feel like history might be repeating itself a little bit?
Well, if we're talking about it next April, and we've not signed a striker and we're promoted, I'll have a little smile, won't I? You know, my strikers are scoring in pre-season. Daniel Nardiello's got 3. Ravel's got 3. I couldn't be any more pleased. And I still think that young Kieran Agard, without him we wouldn't have got promoted. He's got a part to play. And then Danny Hilton is a player that we've always believed will be a good player in League One. So we're very, very happy, but we just like another one.